Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On the show this morning, extreme cold settles in for the next couple of days. Then we get a heat wave, and then back to the extreme cold. Oh, it's Manitoba, and we call this a little weather whiplash. Oh, yeah. Good times. It is not your imagination. Brandon has some of the most expensive food prices in all of Manitoba, but there apparently is a reason for that, and that reason is about to change. Some exciting news this morning. And we're going to explain it to you. You're going to be changing some of the rules of the grocery store game. And this story has some local implications right here in Brandon, Manitoba, Canada. So stick around for that. Also local implications. It doesn't get any more local than dollar bills in your purse or your wallet. Today is the last day for bread money. If you're going to take part in the class action against one of our big grocery store chains. You know how they're trying to compensate everybody for bread we bought back in 2000. They're at the point in this thing where they're just saying, you know what? If you think you bought bread, we owe you money. If you know what bread is, if you're familiar with the shape of bread, if you know the first letter in the word bread, we're going to give you money. Okay, so we're going to look at that this morning, and we got to make sure that you get to the website because you got some cash coming your way. Scammers are coming after your gift cards. Sunseekers, we've got warnings for you this morning. If you're buying gift cards for the Christmas holiday season, how to tell if your gift card has been tampered with. You don't want to be given a gift card at Christmas. Yeah, down to the store you go. Oh, no good. And what would you do? A food guy is caught on a Ring cam spilling your food as he's ding-dong going to deliver it on a Friday, and then he just scoops it back up and puts it back in the box. Sunrise Credit Union is going to give you literally a $50 bonus just for opening an account with them. Now, here's what it is. It's called Give the Gift of Membership. New members under the age of 25 will receive a free $5 member share plus a $50 bonus deposit. How cool is this? Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca for more information. Obviously, this is a limited time offer. You can also visit their location at 2305 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Headley's Health Hut. Great place for awesome stocking stuffers for the hard to buy for in your life. Five mushroom cocoa boosts immunity. Golden milk latte lowers inflammation with a calming effect. The amount of supplements and specialty products they have in the store is mind-blowing. Gluten-free treats. Organic throat coat tea. Doesn't that sound good? Throat coat? There's so much weird and wacky colds and flus going around. So you got to see my friends at Headley's Health Hut. They have got all kinds of gluten-free, sugar-free, high-protein foods, and of course, vitamin supplements and more to help you through cold and flu season at 1314 Richmond Avenue. And our friends at the Skydancer getting set for the Creedence Clearwater Revival Tribute Band, the best in America, making a stop on January 2nd. And tickets are still available, $35. It's an all-ages show. And not only that, but of course, they've got the water park and the trampoline park. Quick little family getaway just across the border, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt. Visit SkyDancerCasino.com. You can also visit them on their social media channel. Stay up to date on hot concerts coming for 2026. And of course, we'll keep you updated too. Fun place to hang out. And this is huge news, actually, for anybody that likes entertainment. So even though you may not be somebody who is in the entertainment business, and it's an entertainment business story, it is still a huge deal. Disney basically gave $1 billion to OpenAI and is now partnered with AI. Disney and AI are now in business together. And so what does that really mean, Tyler? Why do I care? Well, I was telling somebody about it yesterday, and this is the easiest way I can boil it down. There was once a time,
gather round, boys and girls,
where we would play with Barbie dolls and Star Wars action figures and G.I. Joe, and we would picture a Christmas time where the kids are on the floor and they're playing with Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, and there's a war and they're playing each other. And you know, the kids are using their imagination to play with toys. Instead of playing with toys now, they will play with the actual characters. And they'll have permission to do so. It's amazing. What does that mean exactly? Well, when I was growing up, I would play, you know, I'd have the action figure of Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, and of course they'd have their little battle. Now I can be at the computer and actually make them fight each other like the movie. However, I'll put it to Ukrainian music and they'll use pierogi lightsabers, or they'll use Kubasaw. They'll fight over pierogies. I'll make it ridiculous and funny. And Darth Vader, instead of talking like this, we'll talk like Metro from, you know, the 12 Days from Christmas. 5 golden rings of Kubasaw. And then when I make this ridiculously Dolphin-style Star Wars video, I upload it to the internet where they go, whoa, this guy's whacked. Where's Dolphin? Why is he so... He's playing with his Kubasaw, and there's a Kubasaw fight happening. Disney Plus will stream all this user-generated content. And so my little video of the Kubasaw fighting Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker will be for the world to see. Hollywood took a collective gasp yesterday because this is the start. This is going to be really cool for today's young people, creative people, folks who have really no basis of tradition for things like Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, and stuff like that. Because we're going to see some of these characters do some pretty wild and wacky things in the coming years. Because AI is going to get a hold of them with permission, and there's going to be all kinds of neat new content that's going to come. Because the door is now open, and Disney has walked through. Brandon food prices and some changes coming. Brandon food prices are set to go down, according to the Premier of Manitoba. It's pretty exciting. What has happened? Well, the government is about to make some big changes in Manitoba, and this was inspired by something that happened in Brandon. I've got the details coming up in a second. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, from oil changes to tire changes, to a quick tune-up, to that check engine light. Take it to our friends at Murray's. They'll take care of you. Their reputation is your guarantee. Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Crazy Hot Tub and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. Just because the Christmas deadline has passed and we don't have time for Christmas delivery doesn't mean you can't take a picture of a Jacuzzi Hot Tub, put it in a cute little box, and have the family unwrap it on Christmas Day. What? Are we getting a hot tub? Are you kidding me? No, we are. Because the payments are about the same as a cell phone payment. And they deliver 12 months of the year. And they've got awesome games and gifts, too, at 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. Creasy Hot Tubs and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, where they've got their Boxing Week sale continuing. So, again, it's an opportunity for you to save big. With Ho Ho Hold, the payments till 2027, meaning no money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest at Leon's. And they've got so much stuff at 50% off. Check it out for yourself at leons.ca, and then visit them in Brandon's West End. Why does Brandon have some of the higher grocery prices in all of Manitoba? It's something the province apparently is going to fix.
We could be the first province in Canada that actually has real competition in the grocery sector, and people don't even know.
He's talking about eliminating something called restrictive covenants, real estate deals signed by grocers that prevent similar stores from opening nearby. The province recently passed a law banning new agreements. Existing agreements can continue if they're registered with the province. 46 were registered by this week's deadline, while another 20 were abandoned by the grocers.
Right there, just by passing this bill, we got more competition in the grocery sector.
But what does this mean in plain English? Say you have a grocery store say you're in the grocery business, and I want you to picture the town that you're in, and you have spent a whole bunch of money, you have your staff, and you've got this store, but a bigger location opens up. And it's an opportunity for you to move your grocery store. You think, ooh, bigger location will be fantastic. So you close down your existing location. But your existing location has all the electrical and the plumbing and all the infrastructure for a grocery store. So Tyler could come in and open a grocery store. Oh, and I'm going to come in and I'm going to be right across the street from you. So what do you do to prevent me from coming in? You keep paying rent on an empty store is what you do. You keep paying the rent even though the store is empty. So in Brandon, for example, there are multiple locations where businesses that have moved and then they sit empty and people in Brandon go, well, why are they sitting empty? Why doesn't anybody move in there? Are reasons of which you do not know. Why would you pay rent on an empty building? Because it doesn't, then no one else can move in there. And then they can expand their store, keep that building empty, competition doesn't come in, and all the profits are yours. See what happens there?
The 46 active agreements can be challenged all the way to the municipal board if they're in the public interest.
I told the public service delivery minister I would like these to be challenged.
The premier is confident banning restrictive covenants will lead to more grocery stores and lower prices. But a food economist doesn't expect big stores to suddenly pop up.
We don't have a lot of 40,000 square feet of empty space in most prime grocery locations.
Meaning the stores that could open are small.
Most of these small stores are niche players. They aren't competing on low prices with those big people.
He says the issue isn't the availability of groceries, but people's incomes.
I would have to say I disagree with him. He's more of a food expert than I am, but I know specifically there are some food chains that would like to come to Brandon and have their eyes on a few locations, but can't get in there because somebody else is paying rent on an empty building. So that's about to change. So be on the lookout. Keep your ear to the ground because there could be some new grocery stores coming to Brandon in the very near future, and that's why. This is something you need to know about to get some cash in your account. It's the last day to get a slice of the $500, the $500 million bread price fixing settlement. The fallout from it, they have had to give money back to consumers, but that was like 25 years ago. So how do we get that money back? Well, really, you don't even have to have the receipts, apparently. They would like to know that you bought bread in the early 2000s and or you know how to spell bread. You know what the shape of bread is. Today is the deadline.
Related to the alleged industry-wide price fixing of packaged bread. So let's walk through some of the details of what you need to know. Anybody in Canada, adults in Canada, can apply. No proof of purchase is necessary, so no stress trying to find an old grocery receipt.
An old bread receipt from 2001. It's not needed. Do you know how to spell bread? B-R-E-D. I get some money. What's the first letter in bread?
Buh. But close enough. It starts with Z. Z.
Close enough. You get money too. Basically, if you have a heartbeat, you can get some of this bread money, Sunseekers. Sunseekers, you're going to thank me for this.
You're eligible if you bought packaged bread between 2001 and 2021. You just need to file an online claim. And
did you ever? It seems so dumb. Over the course of 20 years, did you buy bread in Canada?
I don't know.
Over the course of 20 years, did you drink water in Canada? It is so huge and so all-encompassing. And the fact you don't need a receipt, it's literally a free money giveaway.
There is a separate claim process for Quebec residents. This stems from a class action lawsuit that accuses Loblaw and its parent company of engaging in an industry-wide scheme to fix the price of bread. The suit alleged the companies and other big players in the industry engaged in these practices from 2001 over many years, impacting the price we all paid. You can expect to receive compensation if you file a claim today within a year, so you should see that money in your account next year. Payment will be made through Interact e-transfer or, if requested, by check, and the amount of compensation will ultimately depend on the number of claims. what comes next. Now, from a legal perspective, the law firm at the center of the class action says it is still pushing for more accountability. Here's more from that law firm.
Wow.
We've been litigating for 8 years. It's been very difficult. It's an expensive, protracted, slow process.
This guy's going to make out with some bread, if you know what I mean.
To hold Loblaw's feet to the fire, but to their credit, they came to the table. But the most important thing, in addition to the money, the other really, really important feature is that we're going to be getting information from Loblaw's in Q1 next year, which we hope will, let's just say, bolster our cases against the other alleged co-conspirators.
Oh, so there could be more money coming. Like the guy said, it depends on how many people file. So it's $500 million. We have a $500 million pot. So if only a million people fill this out, it's $500. I'm not saying you're going to get $500. I will post a link on my website, tylerglenshow.com. You can file your claim and get your share of the bread. Now, I think the most important takeaway from this is, and I'm really bad at this, is I will quickly buy a gift card because they're quick and easy. I'm off to the till, give it a scan, and you're off to the races. It is a really good idea that you examine your card, flip it over, take a look at it, inspect your card because it could be tampered with. And this happens every year.
Gift cards are an easy way to show your appreciation for a family member or friend, but sometimes criminals are able to tamper with them and drain their balances before you get a chance to use them.
It's very embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Peter and Elaine Terry of Toronto bought their good friend a gift card for the LCBO. He received it a month ago, but when he went to use the $100 gift card, it was empty.
He called and said he'd been to the LCBO to use the gift card, and they told him it had a zero balance.
The Terrys purchased the gift card at Shoppers Drug Mart and weren't sure why there was a problem. What followed was almost a month of being bounced back and forth between Shoppers and the LCBO, with neither side offering a refund.
I think Shoppers should reimburse you your money, because you paid for it there.
Gift card fraud can take different forms, but generally criminals go to a store, copy the card number and bar activation code, then reseal the package. They may also place fake barcode stickers on the cards. When the card is activated, money that's added goes to the scammer instead of the gift card holder. Always inspect gift card packaging carefully.
You want to avoid getting cards that may have been tampered with. And one way to do that is look for ones that have more secure packaging or are perhaps behind the counter.
When CTV News reached out to Shoppers, its parent company Loblaw said, "Our teams are trained to recognize tampering and other fraudulent situations involving gift cards, doing their best to intercept suspicious transactions before purchase." That said, we understand this is a frustrating experience for customers. Loblaw made it right with the Terrys in record time, giving them back $100 cash.
We got our money back.
Lindy says that happened to me at Sobeys with an Apple gift card. So did Sobeys take care of you? I hope they did. And could you tell upon closer examination that the card had been tampered with? Cindy said, OMG, what scammers will think of next? It's crazy. You know, it used to be that there would be shoplifting and bank robberies with an old-fashioned gun and mask. And now everything, it's all digital. You know, ID scams and internet scams and bank fraud. Lindy says, yes, but I had to phone Apple. Got the runaround, but Sobeys called them and I got my money back the next day. Well, that's great. And I think that they've got insurance for things like this. And if they're going to sell the cards, because Apple and Sobeys are in a partnership, they need to make sure that they're going to be selling a product that you're going to be able to use. At Eplaw Office, they're going to help you through any legal wrangling when it comes to buying or selling real estate. If you're looking at incorporating, if you need a will or an estate or you have one come your way, by all means, go see our friends at Eplaw Office. They'd love to be able to help you. They are all dressed up in their elf costumes and ready to go. They're just totally in love with Christmas, and it's, or maybe that was just their ugly sweater day. But good looking crew over there at Eplaw Office. Building lasting relationships is at the core of everything they do. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. You could win $25,000 towards the purchase of your EV. It's an amazing contest. Check out MurrayChevBrandon.com. Better, and everyone gets to play, and everyone gets to win. Now, some of the prizes, most of them will be smaller, but someone's got to win the 25 grand. Why can't it be you? All you have to do is check things out, 1500 Richmond Avenue, or go online again, MurrayChevBrandon.com for the details. And Tim Hortons of Westman. You've always got time for Tim's. As we await the opening of the Brandon General Hospital location after renovations, people are enjoying their holiday favorites, including the candy cane white hot chocolate, probably the go-to beverage of the holiday season. And that's not all. No, Tim Hortons has an incredible selection of baked goodies. You already knew that. They've got, of course, your flatbread pizzas for lunch, your wraps for lunch as well. And when you're quick and on the go, you know, you're doing your grocery shopping, you're doing your Christmas shopping, there is no faster drive-through in this area than our friends at Tim Hortons. And speaking of gift cards, Tim Hortons gift cards, as Cindy has just demonstrated, make the ideal gift. So see one of our 10 locations of Tim Hortons in Brandon, Dauphin, Verdun, Mooseman, and Neepawa. How would you handle a situation like this if you found out that it had happened after you'd started eating your food?
Even the DoorDash driver thought this order was finger-licking good. But this video of the botched food delivery made these customers lose their appetites.
The finger lick was what got everybody. Like, it was the licking of the fingers. It was terrible, Mara. It was.
Whoa!
So, it's like, you just pick something up off the ground. Not only are you delivering nasty food, you're nasty.
Trina Brown of Florida says she posted the video on social media of the meal being delivered to her daughter's house. The video shows the delivery driver drop a box, pick the spilled food up off the ground, and put it back in the container. He also tried to stomp out the sauce that stained the porch. Brown says the thought of her family eating the food made her sick to her stomach.
And for me, feeding my grandchildren, that was a big deal. You know, we all have that 2 to 3 second rule. You can pick and choose, but when you don't get to choose and somebody gives it to you.
A DoorDash spokesperson said in a statement, "We're taking this incident very seriously. This behavior is unacceptable, violates our policies, and does not reflect the standards we set for our community. We've addressed the matter with the Dasher and have reached out to the customer directly to make things right." Brown says their meal was refunded and DoorDash gave them an additional $75 credit. But she's not pleased the driver wasn't fired.
I mean, he dropped one of the containers. It's not like he licked the food. He licked his fingers after he got food on himself. So here he is on the front porch. Let's just slow down the video. And up until this point, everything is fine. Something I've noticed, it's contactless delivery. He's just going to put the food down like it's an Amazon package, ring the doorbell, and bolt. Quentin says it was an accident. So here he is. Okay. Oh. So one of the packages hits the ground. If I was to guess, this looks like it's Papa John's. So it's probably the chicken. Probably the boneless chicken hits the ground. Now, I don't know why he got food on himself and on the porch. It doesn't look like it's split open. Now, the two pizzas are fine. The other order of chicken appears to be fine. So 90% of the order is fine. Oh, okay. We got a problem here, Tim. So one of the boneless chickens did fall out onto the porch, which is clean, but he used his fingers to pick it up and put it back in the container. Now, like that lady said, if it was me and I dropped chicken on my porch and it's my fingers, that's up to me. In this case, it was not. This is violation number one. Flag on the play. Flag on the play. I said, Mama says, I don't think he should be fired either. It's not like he licked his fingers and then touched the food. Things happen. What would you do if he accidentally dropped it? Can happen to anyone. He deserves a chance and direction on how to handle if it happens again. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I need slow motion. So we have one chicken wing down. He puts the chicken wing back in the box, and he covers it back up, puts it back with the other food. Tries to make it like it doesn't happen. Notices that his finger has got some food on it. So he licks his finger and uses his foot to stomp out the stain that the rogue chicken wing caused on the step. So at the end of the day, we have a chicken wing out of its package. This guy used his fingers to put it back in the package. See, now how could this have been handled better? I would have said to the owner, I would have rang the doorbell, number one. Number two, I would have said, I dropped this. Please throw it out. I will have another package brought over and we can refund you your money. You know, like there are ways to, because there's nothing wrong with the rest of the food. They got basically free pizzas and there's nothing wrong with the pizzas. And then they got a $75 credit. So all's well that ends well. Thoughts? What thoughts? And then he runs off. Off he goes. Trina's like, yeah, thanks for the freebies. I want your job. Trina, you're a grandmother. Come on. It could be your grandbabies out there. Quentin says, if the customer wasn't too lazy to answer the door, there would have been two sets of hands there. Well, it could have been contactless delivery. Talk about good food. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. From meat trays that you can get, they're beautiful. I love my co-op meat trays. You get them with some Kuiper's buns, and you got a little taste of heaven right there. All the cheeses, all the meats, all sliced up, ready to go, looking pretty for you for Christmas. Co-ops of Westman has an amazing selection of meat trays, regardless of your nearest co-op. They've also got an amazing selection of holiday treats for stocking stuffers. Pot of Gold, Turtles. They even come in Co-op Gold brands, which is the affordable premium brand of co-ops, like the Butterfudge. Butterfudge is one of my favorites. Check it out at your local co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, and Hamiota Co-op. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Again, they have got a gift card promo going on right now, so you can get some freebies just for being generous. Buy $100, $150 in gift cards, get a $25 gift certificate. Buy $250 in gift cards, get a $50 gift certificate. And this offer is on until December the 31st when you make those purchases. You can do that at the front desk of the resort, at the spa, or order by phone, or clicking on the website at elkhornresort.mb.ca. And lastly, get those Christmas trays all done up at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Get them for my family. You should too. There's a great variety. Plus, their tarts are mind-blowing. Mind-blowing tart selection right now. Oh, I bet you can't stop at just one. Not to mention the chocolate-dipped shortbread. Absolutely out of this world. Everybody goes crazy bananas bonkers for the chocolate-dipped shortbread. Don't take my word for it. Go see for yourself. Take your taste buds over to Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner next to Tasty's. And I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. Speaking of cookies, today is Gingerbread House Day. This woman has an obsession with gingerbread. Now, we all have hobbies. We all have things that we enjoy. This woman likes gingerbread. In fact, she likes it so much that she lives in a gingerbread house. She is a little wonky. There she is. See how many things of gingerbread you can pick out at Tamara's house. Here she is. She's got a gingerbread house cuckoo clock.
After just 5 years collecting gingerbread items, Tamara Holland of Alta Vista, Virginia, has amassed an 800-piece collection worth almost $3,000. And an all-consuming passion for the popular Christmas treat.
Even in the summertime,
every time
she's making gingerbread.
Every day off, I'll go and look for gingerbread. I'll go to thrift stores. I'll go to name brand stores. It doesn't really matter. I go to bed dreaming of where I'm going to place the items and what I'm on the look for. I'll think about my collection 24 hours a day.
It all started for Tamara when one very special gingerbread lady entered her life.
This is Miss Ginger. She's my pride and joy.
Tamara saved close to $4,000.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
With the dream of turning her home into an actual gingerbread house.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. We are running out of time, so she gets this contractor. He comes over. Oh, my God. They are literally transforming her house. They're going to paint it. They're going to do some renovations. I'm going to fast forward it to the point where we can see the unveiling of her gingerbread house. She hires these contractors. Quinn says, looks like it's the kind of place for a Christmas horror movie.
She's got her friends in the freezer.
Oh my gosh.
When Tiffany took the blindfold off and I actually saw my home, I can't explain to you how it made me feel. It was just so overwhelming.
Is this what you thought it would look like?
Most definitely. It's what I envisioned in my dreams.
Oh, I want a Costco hot dog house. I want to take the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and I want to live in it. I want to live in it. I got to put a $1.50 sign on it. If we're gonna build food houses, she is really emotional. This is pretty nuts. She is so crazy. I got to say farewell. We got to wrap things up. This is our second to last Friday of the season. You guys are awesome. Thanks for a great week, Sunseekers. You guys stay warm. Have a good weekend. We'll see you again Monday for our final week of season 6. Have a great weekend, guys. See you later.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.